to the rhythm.
She's in New York City.
New York City!
He's in the South, where all the good barbecue is. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So every once in a while, there's a celebrity that we learn about who's just a little bit, let's just say, to the left of bananas. You know what I mean? Like, they seem normal. You see them in movies. You're like, oh, I love that person from a movie. And then you find out about them. You find out they're a little crazy. That is Alicia Silverstone. Do you know anything about her?
I know that when she has kids, she has wacky things she does with kids. That's the only thing really I know about her.
Right. So she's vegan. She's a raw diet person. And her kid, I think she has one, I don't know if she has one son or two, but she has this one son named Bear. And I remember when he was a toddler, she was very proud to tell us that he would go pee and poop in the yard, mm-hmm. like out in the garden, because it's natural. She refused to use diapers. Mm-hmm. So he would go do his pees and his poops outside in their back, like a dog. Like, yeah. You know, you have like a little doggy door.
Like,
and the kid would go running out. Yeah. And the kid would go running out into the yard and, you know, and do his business out there.
The kid scratches on the door.
Bear wants out.
Okay.
I mean, she named her kid after a dog. I mean, I think Bear and Max are the two biggest names for dogs right now. So that makes perfect sense. The latest thing with her, I don't know if you saw the story. She and her 9-year-old son, Bear, she was proud to tell us they take baths together. She's another one. I know. She's another one who's bathing with inappropriate, like, boundaries. 9 years old. It's one thing if he still needs you to bathe him. But for you to get in with him, and, you know, the husband's long gone. Mm-hmm. So it's just her and the kid at home.
But, I mean, he's going to be in the fourth or fifth grade, and taking a bath with your mom. That's really weird.
Yeah, but he's never going to be able to date, because no woman's going to be good enough. Or man, we don't know if he's going to be gay. Like, whoever he dates is not going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. And then she's always going to be on the date with them. She's going to be all up in their business. My joke about her is that if you rearrange the letters in her name, Alicia Silverstone, it spells overbearing mother.